The World This Week, Business.
The Bank of Japan raised its benchmark interest rate for only the second time in 17 years to 0.25%. It increased the rate in March for the first time since 2007. It also plans to reduce its $6 trillion yen, that's $39 billion monthly bond purchases, by half by the spring of 2026. Japanese government officials had been uncharacteristically vocal in their desire to see the bank halt the decline of the yen. The weakened currency has fueled inflation, which has remained above the bank's 2% target for 27 months. The Federal Reserve made no changes to its main interest rate, but left the door open for a cut in September. Earlier, data suggested the American economy grew at an annualized rate of 2.8% in the second quarter, double the 1.4% expansion in the first quarter. The Eurozone's GDP grew by 1% on annualized basis in the second quarter, or by 0.3% on a straight comparison with the first quarter. Germany's economy contracted again by whatever measure was used. Boeing reported a $1.4 billion quarterly net loss, in part because the extra safeguards it is putting in place to tackle quality issues have slowed down production. Its defense and space division also racked up an operating loss. Meanwhile, the company named Kelly Ortberg as its new chief executive. Mr. Ortberg used to run Rockwell Collins, which supplied Boeing with electronics. He retired in 2021. Boeing is not the only aerospace company with big problems. Airbus recorded a higher-than-expected charge of almost €1 billion, that's $1.1 billion, related to its space business. It has already cut its target for deliveries of commercial planes. Microsoft reported a solid set of earnings for the second quarter, with revenue from its Azure cloud division up by 29% year-on-year. Still, that figure was slightly below market expectations, which Microsoft blamed in part on capacity constraints for artificial intelligence, where demand is racing ahead of its ability to provide services. The company said its investment in AI would continue to increase. Capital spending hit $19 billion in the quarter, a rise of 80%. Meta also announced an increase in spending on AI in its earnings. "I'd rather risk building capacity before it is needed rather than too late," said Mark Zuckerberg. Separately, Meta reached a settlement with Texas over claims that its now obsolete facial recognition system gathered biometric data from Texans on Facebook without their permission. Meta is paying $1.4 billion to settle the charges, the largest amount ever obtained from an action brought by a single state, according to Texas. Meanwhile, another global outage hit Microsoft systems, this time a cyber attack on its email service and its Minecraft video game. The effects of the recent worldwide interruption to Microsoft systems from a faulty update distributed by CrowdStrike, which provides security software, continued to reverberate. Delta Airlines said it lost $500 million because of the disruption. The U.S. Consumer Product Safety Commission decided that Amazon is legally responsible for defective goods from third-party sellers on its website and must issue safety recalls and notify consumers if a product is faulty. Amazon is appealing against the decision. BP and Shell reported bumper quarterly profits. BP said it would build its sixth oil platform in the Gulf of Mexico, underlining the continuing importance of fossil fuels to big energy companies. Shell posted a loss in its renewables business. The company recently shelved a biofuels project in Europe because of poor market conditions in that industry. Air New Zealand ditched its short-term climate target, the first big international airline to do so. The carrier had hoped to reduce carbon emissions by 28.9% by 2030, compared with 2019 levels. But that goal ran into headwinds, including the unavailability of fuel-efficient aircraft and unaffordability of alternative jet fuels. It is also withdrawing from the Science-Based Targets Initiative, a collaboration among various NGOs, but remains committed to reaching net zero by 2050. Deadpool and Wolverine notched up $211 million in box office sales over its opening weekend in America, a record sum for an R-rated film. It took a further $233 million in international markets. Inside Out 2, meanwhile, has surpassed $1.5 billion in global sales since its release in June, pushing it over the lifetime gross receipts of Barbie and Top Gun Maverick. Deadpool and Wolverine and Inside Out 2 were made by Marvel and Pixar, two Disney subsidiaries, giving the company a couple of big hits after a few summers of relative box office washouts.